when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street.
Person who can help you now, Roxy.
There's only one person you can count on now, Velma.
And now, Miss Roxy Hart and Miss Velma Kelly sing a song of unrelenting determination and unmitigated ego.
One thing I know,
one thing I know,
and I've always
and
known.
I've always known.
I am my
I
own.
Am
best friend.
Babies are
babies alive,
but babies
what
alone.
Babies alone,
and babies
her and
own.
Babies alone.
Best friend.
Many's the guy who told me he cares, but they were scratching my back, 'cause I was scratching theirs.
That's only
for fools.
I play in
a game
where I make the rules.
And rule number one from here to the end is I am my own
best friend.
Three Musketeers.
The show tune's best friend is Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting. Hello, this is your host, Larry Maslon, for today's episode, emanating out of the icy daffodils poking out of the soil, Hamlet of Southampton, New York. That, of course, was from Chicago, and if it sounded familiar but not quite entirely familiar, that's because it's from the 1997 London cast recording. That was Ruthie Henshaw as Roxy and Uta Lemper, great, great, great cabaret performer, as Velma Kelly for that particular production. And that's what we're going to look at today as part of a two-part episode. We're going to go backwards and forwards across the Atlantic as if we were the Queen Mary. The ship, not the individual. And we will look today at shows that were hits on Broadway, but in their London incarnations. And I think that's a kind of interesting way of looking at stuff, because a lot of stars were made or had their sort of tryouts on the West End stage. There were some interesting experiments with very well-known Broadway shows when they hit London, and a fantastic, buffet of individuals, many of which are much beloved in both stages in America and in London. Anyway, that was from that recording of Chicago, which was produced by Tom Shepard, an excellent recording, in many ways a superior recording to the original 1975 Broadway version. Well, as we found out, a lot more shows, because of history, went from London to New York. But, of course, once the 20th century began and American writers were at their peak or developing their skills, they did a lot of shows in London. They went from New York to London. George Gershwin, Rodgers and Hart, P.G. Wodehouse, a number of people originated shows in London in the 1920s. We've heard some of them before, like Fred Astaire and George Gershwin in Funny Face. But let us go a little bit towards the end of the 1920s. And with Showboat being the huge success it was on the Broadway stage in 1927, it was only a matter of time that it came to London. And this was a little bit remarkable because Paul Robeson, for whom the role of Joe was written, finally got to play that part. There were a lot of recordings of that particular production in 28. Here's a kind of medley, which is the thing they did, and it's interesting why they chose these particular songs from Showboat. They're not necessarily the biggies, but here are vocal gems from the 1928 West End production of Showboat.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. The corn is as high as a hill up and so, and it looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky. beautiful morning, oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a beautiful feeling, everything's going my way.
And ducks and geese better scurry when I take you out in the Surrey. When I take you out in the Surrey with a fringe on top. Watch that fringe and see how it flutters when I drive them high-stepping strutters. Nosy pokes will peek through the shutters and their eyes will pop. The wheels are yellow, the upholstery's brown, dashboard's genuine leather. With eyes and glass curtains, you can roll right down, case there's a change in the weather. Two bright side lights winking and blinking, ain't no finer rig, I'm a-thinking. You can keep your rig if you're thinking at a care cost swap. Wear that shiny little Surrey with a fringe on the top.
A truncated but emphatic rendering of two songs from Oklahoma, Oklahoma, which of course took the American musical theater by storm in 1943, had to wait until the war was over in 1947 to appear on Drury Lane, where it was a magnificent hit, running over 1,500 performances. Anybody know who that was? Well, he went on to become a major film musical star in the 1950s. That was Howard Keel as Curly. That production of Oklahoma, which didn't require stars because the show itself was such a big star, gave him a platform for an amazing career. Well, our next show deserves a special asterisk because it's a show by Frank Lesser that a lot of people like quite a lot, Where's Charlie? But the original Broadway, Where's Charlie, was never recorded because it opened during a recording strike in 1948. So here is the first recording, and for many years, I think still to this day, the only full recording, or from the only full recording of Where's Charlie? Here is Norman Wisdom and Pip Hinton singing a wonderful song from that score, and we are indebted to the British production for saving it for posterity.
Our future will be marvelously exciting.
Exciting.
For progress is a thing there's no use fighting.
Progress?
They say it will seem like emerging into the light from a dismal penitentiary.
What are you talking about?
The 20th century.
Oh, Amy, don't change the subject.
I've just read a book on what's to be expected. They'll have wireless telegraphy perfected, electric lights, fountain pens, and machines by which a lie can be detected.
Oh, Amy, what about us?
Horseless carriages on the road, breakfast cereals that explode.
I know. Someday they'll have horseless carriages that fly. Horseless carriages, and someday they'll be roaring all about the sky.
Spilling out slogans, buy a hat at Hogan's.
But who knows when that age of miracles will come to be. So meanwhile, darling, make a miracle and marry me.
Horseless carriages, I can't believe it now.
Someday they'll have stereopticons that move.
Stereopticons
appearing in cathedrals larger than the Louvre.
How romantic! Gigantic!
But who knows when that great, great cultural event will shine. So meanwhile, darling, make a miracle and say you're mine.
Stereopticons! seconds. I can't believe it now.
And I will see the wonders of the future in your eyes, brightly gleaming. Wonders that I challenge modern science to devise. Oh, yes, I know that someday, when we've both grown very, very old.
Oh, so very, very old.
Old enough to bury someone rather bright will cure the common cold.
Not the British. Never the British.
And someday, just a small white pill will feed a family. So meanwhile, let's have steak and kidney pie. And meanwhile, let's be sure our feet are dry. And meanwhile, darling, make a miracle and marry me.
Horses, carriages, I
marry
can't
me.
Believe it. Stereotypes.
Amy, marry me.
Can't believe it.
Marry me, marry me, marry me, marry me, marry me.
Come on, darling. She's the one the spinsters recommend. Just name the kind of man your sister wants. Once you scratch him up, don't forget to bring your maiden aunt so she'll learn.
Tell me, Mrs. Levi, what's in all of this for you?
A living, Mr. Kemper. Some people paint, some sew. I meddle. I have always been a woman who arranges things for the pleasure and the profit it derives. I have always been a woman who arranges things like furniture and daffodils and lime. When a man with a timid tongue meets a girl with a diffident air, why should the tortured creatures beat around the bush when heaven knows Mother Nature always needs a little push? So I put my hand in here, I put my hand in there. When a girl over 6'3" loves a man who comes up to her ear, surely it's obvious she'll never be seduced till some kind soul condescends to give her beau a little boost. So I put my hand in there, I put my hand in here. I have always been a woman who arranges things. It's my duty to assist the Lord above. I have always been a woman who arranges things like luncheon parties, poker games, and love. My aplomb at cosmetic art turned a frump to a trump lady fair. She had a countenance a little bit like Scrooge, but oh, today you would swear the Lord himself applied the rouge. When I put my hand in here, I put my hand in there. And when my little pinky wiggles, some young maiden gets the giggles, then I make my knuckles act. Mises. She's so attractive. Then I move my index digit and they both begin to fidget. Then I clench my palm, reach a read to somewhere. I put my hand in there.
Hello, Dolly, of course. Does anybody know who the Dolly was on the West End? Yes, that was Mary Martin. I mean, she don't think she ever really played it. She certainly never played it on Broadway. Her chum Ethel Merman did, and Carol Channing did. But that was, again, the perfect match of actress and venue, I mean, vehicle and venue, because they loved Mary Martin in London, perhaps even more than they did in New York. And you hear that little lyric change where she talks about pinching her bum, which would have been delightful to British audiences and absolutely incomprehensible to American audiences. And Dolly was very much like Oklahoma. It the New York production was in St. James Theater, and the London production was in the venerable and venerated Drury Lane, and ran almost 800 performances. My goodness. Well, one of the chances that shows had when they moved to New York from New York to London was to make some other alterations, sometimes even adding or deleting songs. And here is from a 1981 revival of The Sound of Music. Now, The Sound of Music was also a huge hit on the British stage in the early 60s. It actually ran longer in the West End than it did in New York for reasons that are somewhat ineffable, but I think British families really embraced that show in a very moving way, because they had lived through World War II in a very different way than their American counterparts. Anyway, here is a song that was originally written for Sound of Music but restored for the 1981 version. And you'll hear June Braunhill, a wonderful singer who played Maria, I think, in the Australian version, and the superstar pop star, certainly from the 60s, 70s on, Petula Clark, as Maria. And the song is called A Bell Is No Bell, written by Rodgers and Hammerstein, but sung for the first time on a stage on London's West End.
A bell is no bell till you ring it. A song is no song till you sing it. And love in your heart wasn't to stay. Love isn't love till you give it away.
Perhaps if you were to go out into the world again for a time, you would return to us knowing what we expect of you, and that we do expect it.
Oh, Reverend Mother, I know what you expect of me, and I'll do it, I promise.
Maria,
if it's God's will.
No bell till you ring it. A song is no song till you sing it. And love in your heart wasn't put there to stay. Love isn't love till you give it away. A bell is no bell.
So much in common, it's
a phenomenon. We could pool our resources by joining forces from now on. Lucky, you're a man who likes children. That's an important sign. Lucky, I'm a woman with children. Small world, isn't it funny? Isn't it small and funny and fine?
A phenomenon. We could pool our resources by joining forces from now on.
Lucky, you're a man who likes children.
That's an important sign.
Lucky, I'm a woman with children. Small world,
isn't it
funny?
Isn't it
small
and funny?
Astute among you will recognize the voice of Angela Lansbury in, of course, Gypsy. Took about 15 years for Gypsy to hit the West End. Merman didn't want to do it. Dolores Gray's name was floated. Elaine Stritch's name was floated. And then Angela Lansbury played it to such acclaim on the West End that it eventually came back to Broadway in a production headed by her and won her, her third Tony for Best Actress in a Musical. My goodness. Well, like Howard Keel, the West End often provided a launching pad for career-making shows for stars whose careers were in the ascendant. A Fiddler on the Roof had to come to the West End. That was inevitable. But the casting of Tevye was not inevitable. It was originally played on the West End by Chaim Topol, an Israeli actor who was actually quite younger than Tevye, but he played it, and he played it to such acclaim that when they made the movie in the early 1970s, he played the lead. So 5-6 years before the movie, folks, here is Topol singing from the West End production of Fiddler on the Roof.
Oh, Lord, you made many, many poor people. I realize, of course, it's no shame to be poor, but it's no great honor either. So what would have been so terrible if I had a small fortune? If I were a rich man, I have a dividibidibidibidibidibidum. All day long I bidibidibum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. I have a dividibidibidibidibidibidum. If I were a bitty, bitty rich, idle, diddle, diddle, diddle man, I'd build a big, tall house with the rooms by the dozen, right in the middle of the town. A fine tin roof and a real wooden floors below. There would be one long staircase just going up, and one even longer coming down. And one more leading nowhere just for show. I'd fill my yard with the chicks and turkeys and geese and ducks for the town to see and hear, squawking just as noisily as they can. And each lob of the key, biddy-de-goo, biddy-de-gay, biddy-de-ga, will end like a trumpet on the ear. A as if to say here lives a wealthy man.
Oy.
If I were a rich man, all day long I if I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. If I were a bitty rich, idle diddle 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 man, I see my wife, my golden, looking like a rich man's wife with a proper double chin, supervising meals to her heart's delight. I see her putting on airs and strutting like a peacock. Oy, what a happy mood she's in, screaming at the servants day and night. The most important men in town will come to fawn on me. They will ask me to advise them like a Solomon the wise. If you please, Rebbe Tavia, pardon me, Rebbe Tavia, posing problems that would cross a rabbi's eye. And it won't make one bit of difference if I answer right or wrong. When you're rich, they think you really know. If I were rich, I'd have the time that I lack to sit in the synagogue and pray, and maybe have a seat by the eastern wall, and I discuss the holy books with the learned men 7 hours every day. And that would be the sweetest thing of all. Oy. If I were a rich man, all day long I bitty bitty bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. Lord, who made the lion and the lamb, you decreed I should be what I am. Would it spoil some vast eternal plan if I were a wealthy man?
He loves me. Someone loves me. Somebody loves me at last. Now I'm a brass band, I'm a harpsichord, I'm a clarinet, I'm the Philadelphia Orchestra, I am the modern jazz quartet, I'm the band from Macy's Big Parade of Wild Count Basie Blast. The bells of St. Peter's in Rome. I'm tissue paper on a comb. And all kinds of music is pouring out of me, 'cause somebody loves me at last.
Hey,
a brass band. She's a harpsichord. She's a clarinet.
Extremely talented, multi-talented Juliet Prowse, wonderful singer, dancer, actress from South Africa, who played Charity in the West End version. And that's what we're looking at today, West End versions of Broadway shows, bundles to Britain. I'm Larry Mousel, your host on Broadway to Main Street. I want to give a quick shout out to my pal Bert Fink, who in fact made the same trip from New York to London, happily ensconced there and very helpful with these selections today. Sometimes it's serendipitous that you have a British cast in an American musical. Those people who know their cabaret extremely well know that Sally Bowles is an English expatriate in Berlin in the 1920s, played by an American in the movie, and by a reasonably but not super talented British actress on Broadway in 1966, Jill Hayworth. When they did it on the West End, they went to the top shelf and got Judi Dench to play Sally Bowles, and I think this is a magnificent performance.
Meine Damen und Herren, Mesdames et Messieurs, Ladies and Gentlemen, and now, once again, Fräulein Sally Bowles!
What good is sitting alone in your room? Come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, oh chum. Come to the cabaret. Put down the knitting, the book and the broom. Time for a holiday. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Come taste the wine. Come hear the band. Come blow your horn. Start celebrating. Right this way. Your table's waiting. No use permitting some prophet of doom to wipe every smile away. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. I used to have a girlfriend known as Elsie, with whom I shared four sordid rooms in Chelsea. She wasn't what you'd call a blushing flower. As a matter of fact, she rented by the hour. The day she died, the neighbors came to snicker. Well, that's what comes of too much pills and liquor. But when I saw her laid out like a queen, she was the happiest corpse I'd ever seen. I think of Elsie to this very day. I remember how she'd turn to me and say, what good is sitting alone in your room? Come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Put down the knitting, the book and the broom. Time for a holiday. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. But as for me, I made my mind up back in Chelsea. When I go, I'm going like Elsie. Start by admitting from cradle to tomb, isn't that long a stay? Life is a
Judy Dench, wowzers. When Company came to the West End, it was the first, well, Forum had been reasonably successful, but it was the first of the major Prince Sondheim shows to come over. And ironically, on Broadway, they had lost their leading man, Dean Jones, fairly early into the run, and Larry Kurt took over. And in a sort of odd confluence of trying to get a decent album out to the British public, by the time Larry Kurt took Company to Broadway, two seasons later, they redubbed Larry Kurt into the Broadway album. It's one of the strangest little asterisks in Broadway history, but thankfully, due to the magic of bonus tracks and compact discs, we get to hear Larry Kurt's performance as Bobby and Company on the West End.
Someone to hold you too close, someone to hurt you too deep, someone to sit in your chair to ruin your sleep.
That's true, but there's more than that.
Is that all you think there is to it?
You've got so many reasons for not being with someone, but Robert, you haven't one good reason for being alone.
Come on, you're onto something, Bobby. You're onto something.
Someone to need you too much. Someone to know you too well. Someone to pull you up short, to put you through hell.
You see what you look for, you know.
You're not a kid anymore, Robbie. I don't think you'll ever be a kid again, kiddo.
Hey, buddy, don't be afraid that it won't be perfect. The only thing to be afraid of really is that it won't be.
Don't stop now. Keep going.
Someone you have to let in. Someone whose feelings you spare. Someone who, like it or not, will want you to share a little, a lot.
What does all that mean?
Robert, how do you know so much about it when you've never been there?
It's much better living it than looking at it, Robert.
Add him up, Bobby, add him up.
Someone to crowd you with love. Someone to force you to care. Someone to make you come through, who'll always be there, as frightened as you of being alive. Being alive. Being alive. Being alive.
Blow out the candles, Robert, and make a wish. Want something.
want something.
Somebody hold me too close. Somebody hurt me too deep. Somebody sit in my chair and ruin my sleep and make me aware of being alive, being alive. Somebody need me too much. Somebody know me too well. Somebody pull me up short and put me through hell and give me support for being alive. Make me alive. Make me alive. Make me confused. Mock me with praise. To care. Somebody make me come through. I'll always be there, as frightened as you, to help us survive. Being alive. Being alive. Being
houses, la, la, la. I hold a glamorous life.
Come.
misguided, la, la, la.
Mother surviving, la, 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 leading the glamorous life. Cracks in the plaster, la, 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 youngish admirers, la, la, la. Which one was that one, la, 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 hi-ho the glamorous life. Bring up the curtain, la, la, la.
That was film star Jean Simmons making her major musical debut in the London version of A Little Night Music. And Hermione Gingold, who'd been a British favorite for decades, got to reprise her role from the Broadway production. So interesting little mixing and matching here. Well, I've always been fascinated by London shows, by original London shows, by the peculiarities of British shows in America, by the weirdnesses of American shows in London. Here is an album I never got to hear until they released it on CD last week. So that was the idea for this show. Here is the London cast album of Annie, of all things, the quintessential New York Broadway show. And what I love about it is the cast in this number do a kind of Irish, as if Miss Hannigan and her brother Rooster are Irish, which kind of makes sense in England because it just sort of exudes sort of lower class and working class mentality for that particular audience. I think it's a particularly fun version of a song we all know from Annie, Easy Street, with Sheila Hancock and Kenneth Nelson and co.
I remember the way our sainted mother would sit and croon us her lullaby.
She'd say, kids, there's a place that's like no other. You gotta get there before you die.
And you don't get there by playing from the rule book.
Nah, you stack the aces.
You load the dice.
Mother dear, oh, we know you're down there listening. How can we follow your sweet advice?
Easy Street, where you sleep till noon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She'd repeat
Easy Street,
better get there soon.
Easy Street, Easy Street, where the rich folk play.
Friends play, 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 play. Look at me,
look at me,
Easy Street.
When you get there,
stay. It ain't fair how we scrounge for $3 or $4. She gets $4.
Yeah, the little brat. It ain't fair, this here life is driving me nuts. But we get peanuts, she's living fat.
Maybe she holds a key, that little lady.
To get more bucks?
Instead of less.
Yeah?
Maybe we fix a game with something shady.
Give you one guess.
Yeah!
Easy Street.
Easy Street.
And
yes, I see.
Yes, I see.
Yes, I see.
Yes, I see.
Yes,
I see.
Annie takes the West End. Well, sometimes it's a big reversal. Barnum came to New York with a British wonderful performer named Jim Dale. When it went back to London, it starred the one, the only Michael Crawford. So we'll close out with a bravura number from Barnum, London cast, London actor Michael Crawford. Hope you enjoyed it.
By day, maybe safer can be duller, seeing things only black and gray, when the world is alive with color, doing just as your neighbors do, maybe wise but it ain't so clever, every man has a dream or two, let him go and they're gone forever, out there somewhere just out of sight, there's a world that's blazing with light. Stray just a mite from the straight and narrow, shoot through the night like a flaming arrow. Turning back should the highway bend, turning down every chance you're given, takes the risk out of life, but friend, how the hell can you call that living? Staying put in a pumpkin shell is a bleak and depressing habit. There's a ring on the carousel, and it's yours if you'll only grab it. Out there somewhere just down the line, there's a world of glory and shine. One square foot there's gotta be mine. Once in his life when a man decides, once when he stands where the road divides, once on a hill as the morning grows, once if he will he can see. Fires glow, flags streaming, spires grow, towers gleaming. In a land where the dawn is clear, in a sky where the sun's forever, on a plain where it's spring all year, and the dark of the night comes never, somewhere out there, just out of sight. The past, once in his life to behold at last, with his own two eyes, what lies out
there. Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing.